from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
All right, so earlier today, my sister-in-law sent me a text and a video from her first row seats at the White Sox game. She panned around to show me just how few people are there. I don't know what the announced attendance was for today, but I mean, and the announced attendance, I mean, yesterday, whatever they announced, I think at one point I counted the number of people in a picture that somebody sent from yesterday. Daryl Van Scowen had tweeted a picture of like...
Poor Daryl.
Light crowd. Poor anybody who's in that Darryl. Orbit. Anybody who's a decent human who's in that orbit. Poor all of them. Because I think there were 60 people in the picture I saw, which looked to be like at least half the ballpark. It is unreal. And I think it is the worst state of any organization that I remember in the history of this town. Any professional organization, the way that they are.
I would argue
Bill Wirtz Blackhawks?
Yeah, the Blackhawks of the,
I understand.
Of the late 90s, early 2000s. Mike Smith, Alpo Suhonen years.
Barry? Yeah.
They used to announce 8,000. There was probably 2,000.
Okay. That's why I said the punk rock sports fans should be at these games. If you're the kind of person who wants to say, I was there when, this is when.
Well, listen.
When
to,
is now.
Listen to Grady Sizemore, who's the acting manager, because time is a flat circle, Barry.
Grady Sizemore, the center fielder? is managing the White Sox?
The manager of the White Sox.
Grady Sizemore of the Cleveland Indians.
Yes.
It
was the Indians.
It was the Indians.
Who was the trade? Bartolo Colon to Montreal for Grady Sizemore, Brandon Phillips, and Cliff Lee.
Wow.
Ooh.
How about that deal for a rental? Pretty good deal by Cleveland at the
time. He's managing the White Sox.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Chicago White Sox. Yes.
Yes.
Grady Sizemore.
Yes. I knew you'd enjoy that.
How long has he been here?
Hey, this year he started as an intern or something. And then, I'm not even kidding.
He was wrapping ankles before the game, and now he's managing?
He was actually an intern last year, I believe, in Arizona. Yeah. Came with Josh Barfield over here as a low-ranking coach and is now the acting manager.
Should I assume he has no managerial experience?
Oh, well done. And
because everybody's a celebrity manager
these
days.
This is like
days,
the movie
right?
Sleeper.
They're waking Barry up and telling him stuff.
They were Miles Monroe.
Hey, Barry, the funny thing
they
is...
They pulled him out of the tinfoil.
After they
you
said,
know, that holds up well. It really does. I don't know.
Yeah, the only problem is the auteur behind it. That's the only issue. But Barry, they fired Pedro Grifol, and they asked pretty much everybody if they wanted to manage, and everybody said no.
I think I knew he was the manager.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about him either.
Well, so here's Grady Sizemore talking about his experience with how few fans were in attendance at the Sox game.
The oddity of the start of late schedulers in such a small crowd probably reminded some of the players of the golden days.
I wasn't around in the COVID days, but it was definitely you could hear everything. It happens sometimes. You have games where you're not a lot of fans, but I felt like. Again, it was guys played hard. Just couldn't string anything together offensively tonight.
Was that a tanny drop of a groan, or was that him groaning? Oh, that was a drop. Okay.
No, it was
no.
Not.
No
that was him.
Every groan you hear is all happening in the room when you're talking about the White Sox.
It's all genuine.
He started his answer with a groan.
you picture it like the galley of a slave ship where they're over the oars, where they're just being commanded to row faster, faster, scallywags, row.
Like Charlton Heston?
Right,
Or like History of the World?
Yeah. Oi! Oi! Let's go live to the White Sox Club. Oh, God, when does it end?
But
kill
Barry,
me.
Barry, yes. this is an organization with an owner who still thinks he knows how to fix things and hasn't had a clue for decades. He's still trying to recreate the Brooklyn Dodgers that broke his heart. He thinks Eddie Stanky is the prototype for what kind of ball player he needs, so he hired Chris Getz to run the team.
David Eckstein.
So he loves from Stanky to Eckstein to Getz. You know?
Brooklyn Dodgers were good. This I remember. This I remember from scouring Baseball Reference back in the day. This I know. The Brooklyn Dodgers were good. The rest of it, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, Reinsdorf had a broken heart at age 8, and now he's 94, and he's still trying to fix that broken
heart. The only thing about the White Sox that disturbs me, because I don't know any of the stuff you're talking about, is somebody told me that they're actually looking at land in River City or somewhere around there. And I told you this story on the air.
Right near River City, the 78.
We used to walk down Roosevelt Road.
I love
this story. On the way to Bear Games. I'm talking like
91?
No, I'm talking like 83, 84, 85 kind of thing. We'd be walking down Roosevelt Road. God.
That's still alive.
Is that still a thing? Good Lord. Glad you guys have evolved over the years.
Not so much.
The land on both sides.
Yeah, all Roosevelt Road.
All there was that one apartment building. I think it was called River City. Might still be called River City.
It is still
here in River City.
Was really the only thing that was there, and we were like, "Wow, somebody ought to build a stadium here." We thought about the Bears. Would they do it? And then we all came to the conclusion. You know, the four drunk fools came to the conclusion. The White Sox should build a new stadium right here, right downtown. Mm-hmm. And this was before Camden Yards or anybody was doing that.
Yeah.
And all the land was there, and you could have had it for $15. There was nothing there but garbage.
Oh, yeah.
And now they're talking about it?
Yeah, but they're not going to pay for it. They want us to pay for it.
We got nothing but money.
Hey, man.
So that's good.
This is the latest wrong he's trying to right. He's upset now that Hawk Harrelson fired Tony La Russa and Jim Leland and Dave Dombrowski. So he brought back La Russa. I'm sure he'd like to bring back Dombrowski and Leland if he could. He's trying to right some wrongs.
Dead or alive, Tony La Russa?
I'd be pissed. I'd be very angry.
Just curious. I mean, I'm asking a serious question. Anybody know?
Alive, and he's basically the shadow president of operations for the Chicago White Sox.
He works for the team.
Yes,
he's the highest-ranking baseball decision maker of the Chicago White Sox today.
Yeah.
Nah, you guys are playing with me.
No,
you guys are playing
amazing.
With me.
No, the same Tony La Russa.
God, we can think of anything.
Who didn't even know the rules? Who didn't even know the rules when he was managing?
See,
because he
was watching baseball.
Well, I was still working. I was still employed at the time.
I don't think so.
Yes, I was.
You were?
Yeah, look it up.
Oh, by the newspaper.
Yes.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And you forgot I had another job?
I forgot about that.
Without you, I don't have a job.
I'm guessing you know the rules better.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we did. Barry Rosner, ladies and gentlemen, is here. What happened at Bears practice today? Let's let Chris Emma join this party. I'm sure it'll be good. Keep it here on the screen.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.